Good evening and welcome to a snowy, blustery night here in Northwest Indiana in Chicagoland. I'm Tom Lounges, and if this weather doesn't give you the blues, I guarantee we will. You see, tonight, Joseph Mojo Morganfield is my guest in studio. He is the youngest son of Muddy Waters, the father of Chicago blues. Joseph's been performing for a while now. He is in the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame. We'll talk about his induction there. We'll talk about all the wonderful things he's been doing. He's got a lot of projects, and he's got some music, some live recordings of him in some of the big clubs. So we're going to get to all of that, and you'll get to meet Joseph right after this. But first, let's dust off some old Muddy Waters. This is Muddy with Johnny Winter and James Cotton. It's a favorite of mine. This is Caledonia, live on Midwest Beat.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Baby, she got great big feet.
Yeah.
She long lean legs and had nothing to eat. She my baby.
Yeah.
I love her just the same.
Yeah.
You know I'm crazy about this woman. Caledonia is her name.
Yeah.
Caledonia. Caledonia. What makes your big head so hot? I love you. I love you just the same. I'm crazy about this woman, boy. Caledonia is her name. You know what?
What's that?
My mother told me to leave Caledonia alone.
I thought that was a good woman. Nothing wrong with it.
See, my mother don't understand the woman. She's jiving.
Oh, she's jiving, eh?
I'm gonna go back down to the house and call her just one more time. I hope to hear me.
Oh, she gonna yank?
Caledonia! Caledonia! What make your big head so hot?
Mom!
I love you. Love you just the same. You know I'm crazy about the woman pine top. Caledonia is her name.
My mother keep on telling me to leave that gal alone. I'm getting better.
She said to be out of your mind.
Now she said, son, she was bad when you were around, but mama was good putting down what I did. So I'm got to go back to the house, you know, call her one more once. I mean,
she
one
gonna
more.
Get
Donya! Donya! What make your big head so hot?
I love it.
Never turn just the same. Now I'm crazy about you, baby, because Caledonia is your name. She got great big feet, long lady like we had nothing good to eat. She my baby.
Yeah.
I love her just the same. I'm crazy about you, baby, cause Caledonia. Can I talk about it? My mama said, son.
Yeah.
Now you leave Caledonia alone.
She got right.
Stay away from that woman. She don't mean you no good.
Sure.
But my mama just didn't know what Caledonia was putting down. See, I'm going down to Caledonia's house. I'm going to work in the game call next if I can't get all this straight. I'm going to tell her just like it is. I'm going to tell her red hands out, blue mansion no better. Show him all the grip and put feel his sweater? Did you feel him sweat you like the doctor said? Three times a day and laid out in bed. Look at over now. This old man got too many secrets to break with your doctor. Better women don't care, nigga, team well. You better get some rest, watch your kids, that old man else won't make a buck. Well, I can lift that load in that trunk and all that dispatching cough in his cup. Believe me, sister, he ain't gonna lift it up. Can I tell everything? Can I tell everything, y'all? I'm gonna walk right on down and I walk right to the gate, call if I can get on the street. I'm gonna tell you this, like this. There we go now.
Kill down, yeah. I don't, yeah. No!
I love you. Love you just the same.
I'm crazy about you, baby, cause girl, don't you use your name.
Mama said, son!
What?
Now you stay away from that woman. Leave California alone. She don't mean you no good. But my mama just said no. What y'all done is put down. See, I gotta go down that call just one more time. I'ma walk right from the gate, call and see if I can't get out of the street. Let me talk to her. I'ma tell her this like it is. I'ma tell her that redheads, eyes, blue nets, you know better. Got to say, wait a minute, them girls with pretty sweaters. Did you fill a prescription like the doctor said? 3 times a day, 8 hours in bed. Look at those rings. Now, there's so many guys right there. Too many secrets to bring back Dr. Bill. And women don't care, nigga, team will. You better get some rest while you can. That old man of yours won't make a buck when I deliver that load in that trunk. With all the dissipation cough in his cup. Believe me, sister, he ain't gonna get up. Can I do everything? Can I do everything? I'm gonna run up down, I'm gonna...
Caldonia! Caldonia! What make your big head so high? Now!
I love you. I love you just the same. You know, I'm crazy about this one pine top. Caldonia, the name.
Crazy about you, baby.
Wild about you, baby.
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 Crazy about you, baby. Gonna tell it on you in your name. I'm wild about you, baby.
Crazy about you, baby.
I'm wild about you, baby.
Crazy about you, baby.
Wild about you, darling.
I love your style, little girl.
Man, this is one of my favorite songs by one of my, actually three of my favorite artists. The original Mr. Blues himself, Muddy Waters, the father of Chicago Blues. Johnny Winter, who I had the opportunity to work with a couple of times. We even presented him at Club Dimension in Highland. And James Cotton, who I never had a chance to work with, but man, I'm a big fan. And you put them all together and you take a great song like Caledonia. And that's a great way to start off the show. This is Midwest Beat. I'm Tom Lounges. And if you don't have the blues because of the weather, we're going to give you the blues tonight. Guaranteed. In the studio with me, Mr. Joseph Morganfield. You might recognize that last name as being the birth name of Muddy Waters. And he is Muddy's youngest son. Welcome, Joseph.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me again.
Also, Connie Carroll, who is his manager and extraordinary blues photographer. You see her bopping around with her lenses at Buddy Guy's and all the other places. And it's always a pleasure to have you down here, Connie.
Thank you, Tom. And, glad to be here.
This came together real fast. Connie got a hold of me on Facebook, said, hey, you know, we were talking about having Joseph back in. And I'm saying, better sooner than later, so let's do it tonight. And it turned out great. Let's talk about some of the stuff that is coming up. Joseph, last time we were here, you had just been inducted into the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame. You were ambassador of the blues. I've seen you all over Facebook lately. You're hanging with the big dogs. You're on stage singing. You're always at the Great Haunts. What's been going on?
Since the last time we spoke, the last time I was here, we mostly spoke about my part with my family's estate.
Right.
There was a court case going on, which is still...
Still pending.
Yeah.
Don't you love the way the gears move slower and slower every day?
We are making progress, so we're in recovery stage now. So there has been progress, but that case still is still going on. But it was more behind the scenes. I got the Hall of Fame as an ambassador, promoter, and supporter.
Mm-hmm.
But then I decided to come from behind the scene and start singing, which I was preparing for as a kid, but got sidetracked it.
So this is a new career move for you then. You're not coming back to sing. You are starting to sing at this point in your life.
Well, I was like, exactly, as far as professionally, yes, it's new. Yes.
Okay.
But as far as singing at home or backstage or even with my dad sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but never professional. Yeah.
Okay, now you've got some siblings. You got a lot of siblings.
Oh, yes.
But you got some siblings that are in the business. Big Bill Morganfield, Mud Morganfield. They've been doing it a while.
That is correct.
Have they been encouraging and mentoring in some way to you?
Definitely. Big Bill, he actually one brought me out the Chicago Fest last year. I had the opportunity to come out there and sing a song with him. So that was a great moment for me, myself, and my family was there. We was there for the dedication of the mural. So it was just the perfect setup right there.
Mm-hmm. Now, the mural is something new. For those that haven't been, it's downtown Chicago, near Chicago Theater. It's beautiful.
Yes, it is. It is eye-catching.
It brings a tear to your eye. I mean, it captures Muddy at his peak, and it's vibrant. The colors. I'm just hoping that one day, you know, if I live long enough, that I'll look up and it won't be faded from the sun and the weather. Because, you know, the weather in Chicago is pretty brutal between the wind and the snow and the ice and the heat. I'm hoping it doesn't take a toll on that they've coated it somehow. Were you involved? Was the family involved in some way?
Yes, every step. As far as picking the artists, we were ready for the dedication and we was following the progress. But my sister, Mercy Morganfield, she's my elder sister and she's the executor of my father's estate. Mm-hmm. She's done a tremendous job organizing it, putting it together, and having it dedicated at the Blues Fest. So it was just a perfect venue at the time.
Wow. Yeah. So what inspired you to suddenly say, okay, I'm ready. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get behind the mic. I'm going to get on stage with, you know, some of these great artists. You were out there with, you played with Buddy Guys. You've done all the Blues Fest stuff. You've played with your brother, Big Bill. I just saw a picture of you with the Chief, Eddie Clearwater.
Eddie Clearwater.
Eddie was on the show not too long ago. And I saw that picture online today, and I'm like, wow. I mean, you're really jumping in the deep end.
Most of these guys I knew. I knew mm-hmm. Eddie as a boy. He would come to visit my dad. And as a kid, I would see Eddie. He lived in Westmont also.
Okay.
So it was just normal to see him all the time. I would see James Cotton on a regular basis. Willie Dixon, all these old cats I would see on a regular basis. So
blows my mind.
Yeah, I was just always around it and listening and at rehearsals sometimes. It's just always been around it. And I guess it just rubbed off.
Yeah, I spoke to Becca Bramlett recently. And Becca, of course, the daughter of Delaney and Bonnie Bramlett. Her godfather was Billy Preston. Eric Clapton hung out. George Harrison. And she's like, yeah, they pop in, you know, play cards, barbecue, you know, bring my friends over, and they're hanging in the backyard picking guitars and barbecuing. And I'm
exactly.
like, that would blow my mind. Was it like that for you? You
come
home and all these
big names?
It was
just normal to walk in and maybe Eric Clapton would be there. Wow. Or mostly I met the Stones at the club, never at the house, though.
Okay.
They used to visit the house more in Chicago than the one in Westmont.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but from Eric to, Jesus. It was just normal to come home and maybe a celebrity would be there. So that was the norm.
That's just, I'm kind of getting my head wrapped around. I was telling you before we went on that, you know, your father had played at Point East when I was there, and I got to meet him twice, and I did a little drinking in the back room. He was sociable and offered it to me. I can't remember if he drank or not.
Yes, he did.
Bottle of wine. There was something back there. I would have drank turpentine if he'd have offered it. It didn't matter. But I was only there for a split 30 seconds, 45 seconds, because, you know, Scott, his manager, came in and shooed me out of the dressing room.
sounds like Scott.
I never thought to take a picture, get an autograph, any of that. And today I kicked myself. I've got all these other great artists I've worked with and signed stuff, pictures with them, and nothing from Muddy, but the memory. And I'll tell you, that memory burns brightly, and that had to be 79, 80.
Okay.
Because he passed shortly thereafter. He took ill. The last time he was booked there, and he wasn't able to play. And I remember Willie Dixon Trio stepped in and filled in for him.
Okay.
And Muddy never came back.
He actually, he took, I would say, around 81.
Okay. This would have been about 80 then.
Yeah. I was like, freshman in high school in 80. He actually passed away in 83. But, most of his touring and concerts came to, like, a complete stop. Yeah.
Wow.
Because of treatment.
Well, we've got you doing one of his songs, and I'm going to let you front sell this. It's the one from the video page here.
Okay.
It's Mannish Boy, one of the ultimate pinnacle songs of Muddy's career. And you're playing with Big Bill on this, your
brother?
That
is correct. Big Bill, we talked about it. It was for the tribute. He was at Chicago Fest.
So this is at Chicago Fest?
That is correct.
This past one?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Did you just do the one song with him, or you sat
in?
No,
it was just
the
one song. Yeah.
Okay.
So the very last song, he called me up to share this moment with him.
All right. Well, let's play this, and then we'll talk about what it was like for you to step up there at Chicago Fest. I mean, let's not talk about
Blues Fest.
Chicago Blues Fest, right? Yeah. Let's not talk about sticking your toe in the pool. I mean, you jump in. That's as big as you get.
Sink or swim.
Chicago Blues Fest. So this is my guest, Joseph Mojo Morganfield, doing his dad's Manish Boy with his brother Big Bill. Can't get any bluesier than that.
Friend of mine that I love so much, my dear little brother, Mr. Joseph Morganfield. Come on, here, boy. Oh, Kansas.
Was abrupt. No B, Manish Boy. Love that song. I don't care who sings it. I love that song, but you do a great job there. Sounded a lot like your dad. Joseph Morgan Field, youngest son of Muddy Waters, in the studio. That was recorded this past summer at Chicago's Blues Fest with your older brother, Big Bill.
That is correct. That was my introduction into the blues world. Bill put me out there, and I said, hey, let's go for it.
Now, did he just call you up, or was that rehearsed?
We discussed no rehearsal.
No rehearsal.
No, he's just fooling the town. I knew I was going to do a song with him.
Okay.
And I'm learning that. Well, I already knew the song, but what part I was going to do, I didn't know yet. So he called me up, and no rehearsal, just do it.
Wow. Now, how has the response been? Obviously, Big Bill's been around a long time. Mud's been around quite a while
as well.
They're established. Everyone knows them as Muddy's children, Muddy's sons. Now you come along and you're stepping in as well. So how has the response been from, A, the blues community, which if looking at your website is any indication, and your Facebook page, it looks like they're embracing you with open arms.
Yes.
But the fans as well.
The response has been tremendous. From the fans to the musicians, some whom I've known already, some I'm just meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But especially the fans, they just embrace me and encouraging and just been behind me 100%. Just tell me just to go for it.
Are you learning more things about your dad? Like you said, you were in high school when he passed.
That is correct.
So obviously, if you're anything like me or my friends, I mean, the teenage rebellion, we weren't hanging at home with the folks, you know? We were doing our own thing. And you may not have had enough time to really get to know your dad in the professional sense of the accomplishments, the things he pioneered. Are you learning more things by working with Buddy Guy and the Chief and all these different
definitely.
Guys?
I just love the stories. I thought I knew everything. And some of the stories these musicians would tell me about him that I had no idea. So it was like, really?
What's the biggest surprise that you've learned so far about your dad that you didn't know?
I knew he was loved, but I didn't know to what degree, though.
Mm-hmm.
And his appreciation for him is still there after all these years. Just because of him, the love I'm receiving because of him and his name. And like I said, the fans have been incredibly just open arms to me, and I am very grateful.
A good friend of this show and someone I've gotten to know pretty well over the last several years has been Paul Rodgers from Bad Company and Free. Of course, he did a Muddy tribute album. And I know when he comes to town, he goes to the Blues Heaven, you know, Foundation. He goes to hangs in the clubs if he's got the time. And he always seems to be thrilled to meet the offspring of Willie, Muddy. Have you ever had a chance to meet Paul at all? I'm just curious.
Oh, no, not at all. I haven't had the privilege yet. Not yet. But I look forward to meeting him.
That is, you know, you think of someone that sold millions and millions. You mentioned Eric Clapton, the Stones. I mean, these are guys that that learned at the feet of your father.
Exactly.
And you share that. It's like, it's not even 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. I mean, you are like 2 degrees because you also learned to play guitar from your father. And you also learned from Bob Margolin.
True story. Yeah, Bob was actually my tutor. And he would come when he was in town, he would come over or... My daddy could play a lick, and I have to go and practice that lick until I got it right.
Now, are you still playing guitar, and you doing it on stage? The videos I've seen, are you singing?
Yes. The guitar is coming.
Yet. Okay.
I'm still knocking off the dust.
So it's been a while.
It's been a long while.
All right. We just heard you playing Mannish Boy, and it's interesting to note that your band is called the Mannish Boys with a Z on the end.
That is correct. I thought I just makes it change it a little bit, but still make it spicy.
Now, you've also adapted the Mojo nickname. Are you going as Joseph Mojo Morganfield, just Mojo Morganfield? Does it matter?
Just Mojo. Mojo Morganfield.
Okay.
To me, my name was already Joe, so if I just put the Mojo in Mojo. Front of it, it's still saying Joe Morganfield, so...
Now, you've got a lot of dates. You've been playing all the big festivals this past summer. Again, Buddy Guys, different places. But you're coming close to Northwest Indiana here. We're going to talk about a TV show you're taping tomorrow. But first, let's mention that just around the corner here on January 27th, you'll be in Crown Point at Backcourt's Bar's 9th anniversary. Now, that was a place that I used to go see a lot of the Blues Cats when Bob Mandarino was doing his jams.
Bob. We see Bob at Goodfellas. We go there. And check him out. Sometimes.
He started doing that at the back court. Incredible. And I used to, you know, when I had time that was close to where I was living, we'd go over there and see all the great blues guys and gals coming in, Liz Mandeville and Dr. Root, and I mean, all these incredible. Different guys, you know, Roy Hightower for some of you.
I know Roy.
you know, now you're doing a show there. Now, this is your own show, your band.
It's my show. Yes, we got invited for this anniversary. The owner, George, kindly asked to set this up. My manager to sell for us.
So George has been a fan of the blues for a long time. I mean, I'm going back to 2010-11 when I started going there to see the blues. Exactly. And he's pretty much stayed loyal to it. One of the few bars that has stayed loyal to the blues. Yes. Tell me about the band. Tell me about who's in it. Are you still with Maurice John Vaughn? I saw
Maurice John Vaughn on the website.
Oh,
yeah. We had a gig. Was that last weekend?
Cousins.
Yeah, Maurice is a great addition. He has experience. Another Blues Hall of Famer, so mm-hmm. you cannot go wrong with him.
No, love that guy.
Keys and guitar. He's very talented.
He's come out to the fair a couple times. He's played some of the festivals I've worked with, and he's been in here with Bob.
Yes, he mentioned that. He's been here. Yes.
He comes in, and a very personable guy.
Yes.
You know, amazing. So you've got a really good lineup. Tell me about the other guys. You got Paul, Chris, Rick, and Mike on the listing here. Is everyone still pretty solid?
Everyone's solid. Chris Alexander, he's my drum guy. He's been with me. Him and Mike's been with me the longest.
Okay.
Mike Flynn, he's a brother of Billy Flynn.
Okay.
Yeah, so Mike plays bass. Chris is on the drum, one of the greatest Chicago drummers out there. I got Paul Hanover on harp. Now, he just got with me, actually. But Paul's a great harp, and we like the addition. So.
Now, obviously, you're doing a lot of Muddy songs.
For now, yeah.
Okay, are you doing other stuff as well?
I got enough songs to do make my first CD.
Your originals?
Yes, all originals.
Okay. Maybe two covers. Are you writing yourself?
I've wrote two so far.
Okay.
Yeah, but I have had songs given to me. So the plan is to record my first CD in the spring. We definitely have enough songs to do this now.
Have you started demoing at all?
No, not yet. We just actually just putting the songs together. We got the lyrics. We got the music. So we'll start rehearsing it as a band.
You going to do it the indie way and do it all yourself, or are you looking to get a label? There's a lot of good blues labels out there.
No one's approached me yet, so if not, I'll do it myself, but we definitely will get that out there.
Do you have a working title?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a working title for the album yet?
No. That's still down the road.
All right. So obviously it'll be all original, but you're going to maybe slip
maybe
a bonus
covers,
track?
Two covers. Okay. I like to put two of my fathers just for my appreciation.
Right.
And dedication, actually. But mostly I want originals now, yeah.
Okay, excellent. And I know who your photographer will be taking for the cover art.
That job is taken.
Now, how did you and Connie meet? Connie's your photographer. She's your manager. You guys have a professional, personal relationship going on. How did this all come together? Because, man, she is a natural to work with you on this career.
Yes. I met Connie at the Chicago Blues Fest.
How long ago?
About 2 years. Not this last one, the one prior, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We met. She was taking pictures, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I was with our friend Lynn, and we were just walking around. We met. She'd tell you the story. She don't remember meeting me, but.
How do you not remember meeting him?
Not at all.
He's larger than life.
You know. I'm sorry, but to me, I've always looked at people for who people are.
Mm-hmm.
And not for their name and stuff. And so, you know, I was busy taking photos that day. You know, I see a lot of people. I was running around. I get tunnel vision.
Wow.
So, yeah, no, I don't remember.
That had to take a little deflating of the ego.
Talk
there.
About a crush of the ego. Like, what?
I'm sorry, I don't remember you.
I'm Joe Morganfield.
Connie, obviously, as the management side of this, how involved are you as far as the record company or the record making, I should say? Are you setting up the studio time, things like that? Do we know when and where things will be recorded?
Well, as far as the recording, no, we haven't got to that point yet. We have a couple studios in mind. For rehearsals, I found the studio. I let Joseph pick out the times and stuff. We got to make sure everybody's mm-hmm. available.
Yes.
To practice at the same time.
Now, will it be the core band that we just talked about? Will you have special guests popping in?
Rick, who played with my father. I'd like to add him onto the CD. I wanted to do it with my big brother, Bill, schedule permitting.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if not, I would bring someone with a lot of experience, that being Rick, or even Bob Magoli, one of those two guys would definitely help me and agree to help me.
It'd be great to have some special guests to kind of bridge the past and the future.
Bring them together.
Have you ever done shows with both of your brothers at once, like the three? Well, I shouldn't say done shows because obviously you just started, but have you ever worked with both of them on stage in any way?
No, not to this day. No, I have not. But would love to. That would be great. And I keep telling these guys that would be a great tour, the three of us going out there and putting something together.
I'm thinking that it might be fun down the road for some creative writer and with Connie's contacts you know, she's got the In With The Blues thing. To see a Muddy Waters story brought to stage, like we did the Jersey Boys or the Million Dollar Quartet, where we could have Muddy and Willie represented, maybe a little inside peek at the Chess Studios.
Okay.
And, you know, what it was like to come up from the South, to work in the mills, and to create this sound that has become so global.
Exactly.
When you think of blues, I mean, there's different places, there's different styles of blues, but when it comes to Chicago, those are the two names. Muddy Waters, Willie Dixon.
Yeah, they were like bread and butter. Mm-hmm. Those two guys are inseparable. Even now, you can't mention one without the other. Where you hear Muddy, you hear Willie, and vice versa.
I mean, you look a lot like your dad. I could see you playing your dad on stage in a theatrical production, and you sound a lot like him. You know, I'm just thinking this
is
natural.
I am not a thespian. I stick to the singing. That's hard enough.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, this show, again, if you're looking to hear Joseph and the Mannish Boys with a Z, it's at 8 p.m., Backcourt's 9th anniversary. Backcourt is in Crown Point, right by the fairgrounds there, right by the hospital. Are you the only act on this bill, or is it a multiple band
thing?
No,
I'm the only one. So,
okay.
Yeah, we're going to go out there and turn it out.
Excellent. You are taping tomorrow. I've got a note here that says you're going to be a TV star here.
Woo.
What's that all about?
No. It's an interview with a program called In a Nutshell. Okay. It's a Comcast network. So we got invited for an interview, and the band and I are going to go out there and do a couple songs. Also.
Is that in Chicago proper?
That's in, where's that at? It's up north somewhere.
Okay, north suburbs?
Yes, way up north.
Waukegan.
I couldn't think of the name.
So you're going to be performing, doing a little interview like we're doing today?
Exactly.
I have the band there
also, and we'll do a couple songs also while we're
Now, it's taping tomorrow. It's not airing tomorrow.
Exactly. It's not airing until sometime in February.
Can we get that out here in Northwest Indiana, the south suburbs?
I think if you got Comcast or UVerse, you should be able to get it.
Okay.
But I'll get the details once it's all said and done.
And once it airs, perhaps you can put a live link on your Facebook page.
Exactly.
But they're streaming it also.
Oh.
So you should be able to get it through the stream.
Oh, through the internet.
Yeah.
Okay. You have some other stuff coming up. Queen Delphine and the Crown Jewels is a show. Is that right, Delphine?
Delphina, I think. Yes.
Okay.
That's in Indianapolis. That's a two-day gig. I think it's the third and the fourth. Is it third and fourth? Okay.
Second and third.
Okay. Close enough.
I was close. So we'll be going out to Indianapolis for a couple of days. And doing a couple of shows with Queen Delphina. So we look forward to meeting her.
Any other dates on the calendar yet? I mean, I know it's early.
Mostly, we got stuff, projects coming up, but we still need to date them, get a date for them also.
Ohio, but...
We haven't a date yet, though.
Ohio? So you're going to be touring a little bit.
March. We plan on going to Texas soon, Ohio, California. So the phone's been ringing.
That's always a good sign.
That's a good sign.
Keep up with Joseph, Mr. Mojo, at josephmojomorganfield.com. That's josephmojomorganfield.com. Let's play another song. Tell us about this one. It is Blow, Wind, Blow. It's a live track off your web page here, your press kit.
Okay.
Where was this recorded? Who's with you?
I think this was done with Mac. Is it called Mac? Mac on Slate.
On Slate.
Yeah.
Is that a show?
Palatine,
Illinois. Oh, it's a club.
It's a club, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
that's a weird name, a Mac on Slate. Okay. So
actually,
Jeff Stone
set this up. He used to play harp for us, and most of the guys are there. Roger Storch is on bass on this one, though.
Okay.
Yeah, so we went there, and we had two set gigs, and Blow, Wind, Blow was a good song we decided to release.
Yeah, that was one of your dad's?
That's one of my dad's, yeah.
That's one that I don't recall. I mean, I've heard you do it here, but I don't remember.
Jimmy Rogers did it also, but definitely McKinley did it.
Okay, so, yeah. Wonderful. Well, this is it. Blow, Wind, Blow. We'll be back with Joseph after this. it's probably happening out there right now. The wind is a-blowing. That's Blow Wind Blow. That's Joseph Mojo Morganfield on stage, known simply as Mojo. And his band, the Mannish Boys, with a Z. And again, some great players. Our old friend here at the show, Maurice Vaughn, John Vaughn, who was a former Alligator recording artist.
Yes.
And I think it's great that you guys paired up.
Oh, what a he's just the experience there. I've learned so much since I worked with him.
How did you? I mean, obviously he's been in the scene a while. How did you come to get him in your band?
I think I met him at the was it Goodfellas?
Yeah.
Oh, with Bob Mandarino?
Yes, yes. We went down there for open mic, and he was there, and we've been talking ever since.
Wow! And yes. Now you're doing more than talking.
Yes.
Don't start me talking.
He's just been so helpful in this journey of mine mm-hmm. with instruction and. Just his experience alone and just helping me out. It's been priceless.
Again, keep up with Joseph at josephmojomorganfield.com. It's the website is up, and there's lots of information. There's a press kit going on there. There's videos, dates that are coming up. And again, he's filming tomorrow for a show that's going to be broadcast in February on Comcast. So if you're a Comcast subscriber, or just stay in touch with the website and Facebook because it'll be streaming, and I'm sure there'll be a link there. You were inducted, as I said, into the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame as Ambassador of the Blues. But there's also a footnote here, and I'm not quite sure if it was the second inductment, and that was the Blues Promoter and Supporter.
Yes.
Are you in twice?
Twice I got in, yes.
Okay.
First time I went in were with my older brothers. They got nominated. I came in as an ambassador. Second time as a promoter supporter. But the third time, I'm coming as a vocalist.
Okay. And hopefully that won't be too late down the road. It's interesting because, like the Kenzie Report, you guys are all sons of a famous father, and you've all created your own niche with your own bands. The Kenzies were inducted as a group, yes. And Big Daddy, of course, was inducted. And then it seemed like every other year, one of the brothers got inducted.
Okay.
And Ralph got in this year, and Kenny's in now.
Yes.
So actually, Kenny got in this year.
I was with Kenny when he was got
in. Yeah. And it's amazing to see that the heritage, the lineage, the gene pool that the Blues have here in Chicagoland.
Oh, yes, definitely. For the Morganfields, First and foremost is to keep Muddy's legacy alive.
Mm-hmm. Is that pretty much the understanding of all the siblings that are
yes,
out there?
Yes, and I think that's more than just my family.
Mm-hmm.
We can keep that spirit alive, his music, by Bill and Mud and myself and some of my siblings behind the scenes who don't get the recognition, but we all do this as a team.
Mm-hmm.
We want to keep his spirit alive, his music, and to me it's like what honor, for myself speaking, you know, this man took care of me and raised me and taught me right from wrong. So what better way to honor him is to promote what he loved so much was the blues.
Is there a Muddy Museum in the works? I think last time you talked, that was a goal that the family wanted to do.
As of right now, no. There's a Chicago Blues Museum coming to Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and he will have a big part of that. But as far as an individual museum, no.
Okay.
He has big parts in a lot of museums, one in Memphis, one in Clarksdale, and eventually Chicago. So
now you're the only one performing from the family that's in Chicago. Because Bill isn't from here. Mud's in Chicago.
Yes, Mud was born on the west side of Chicago, so he's a Chicago boy also.
Still based here?
Still based here.
Okay.
Big Bill's coming from Atlanta. Born in Chicago, but moved to Atlanta.
Does he still play in Chicago-style blues,
yes.
or is he morphed into the Southern blues?
He mixes it. He's still got that Delta, that Chicago slot. He's doing a lot more slot now.
Mm-hmm.
So Dad would be very proud of him.
You were mentioning about picking up the guitar soon again, that you're blowing the dust off it. Do you have a target date that you'd like to start working it into the show?
I'm not going to come out and embarrass myself or my father's name. So we won't put a date on it, but it's definitely coming, though.
All right. Let's play another song, and then we'll be back a final time. Let's see. What have we not done? We did. Did we do Mojo?
We did not do Mojo.
We did
not
do Mojo.
Before we do, I got to give you an intro to this.
Okay.
Mojo was the song he closed on. For every show, Mojo was the last song. And as kids, he would call us on the stage to sing this song with him. So this is why this song is so special to me, my Mojo working. I would take the mic and actually walk away from him, so I can have more time on the mic.
You have to chase you down the stage?
No, he had a look. Wasn't no chasing.
Oh, man.
Until I got the look, I brought the mic back. But
and now you're called Mojo.
Now I'm using Mojo.
All right. This is the we're going to get that Mojo working. The late, great Muddy Waters will be back a final time to say goodbye. In fact, we are working Mojo right now because we're making him earn his keep today. Mojo Morganfield in the studio had to brave the snow and the ice to get here tonight to give you the blues. And also Connie Carroll, his manager, and she's here. And I appreciate you guys braving the weather and coming down.
We appreciate the invite. Thank
you
for having
us. I was waiting to get that call saying, you know, it's pretty bad out there. I don't think we're going to make it. Can we do this by phone? So next time you're here, we got to bring some of the band guys, though.
I was trying to get Maurice Vaughn here, but he was kind of busy. It was last note, last right. minute. So other than
and
that,
he's out like Michigan City side. Yes, so I'm sure they got a lot more snow there.
Next time we bring some guys and we do some
bring some
music.
Guys, do a little jamming.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Have some fun. We have two things to remind everybody about. Backcourt's 9th anniversary. Backcourt is a club in Crown Point right by the fairgrounds, and that is happening on January, I almost said July, January, wishful thinking, January 27th, 8 p.m., and the important thing is it's free.
No cover.
And appetizers will be served while they last.
So come
if
in
I get there,
celebrate
there
with
won't
us.
Be any left. But, yeah, come on out. 9th anniversary, Backcourt. George is your host over there. It's the 9th anniversary of the bar, and it's a great home for the blues. Another thing we need to touch on, and we are quickly running out of time, is the book. You were starting the book when we talked last, and you said it's progressing.
Yes, we have definitely made progress. I'm actually writing a book about my father from my perspective, and as growing up with him for 10 years that I did have him. And it's more of... not as a musician, but as dad at home and some of the vacation things that we did. The books is being shot for a publisher as we speak. I want to send a shout out to Stan West, my co-author, who's helped me from day one, actually. But thank you, Stan, if you can hear me. And once we get a publisher, we'll be off and running.
Do you have a lot of good photos, too?
Oh, Jesus.
I remember you telling me last time you were here.
I got some photos people haven't even seen yet.
About your dad would get up, I don't know, it was Saturday or Sunday morning after a gig, and he would cook you breakfast.
Yes, we had dinner breakfast, or it'd be 2, 3 in the morning, we had breakfast.
So he liked cooking.
Oh, he was a great cook. He could cook anything. And he would bring me in the kitchen, hey, Joseph, you got to learn how to cook. I was like, why?
Because well, I got you, Dad. You're going to be cooking.
If your wife don't want to cook, you do it yourself.
Well, Connie just pointed and mouthed that you are a great cook as well.
Well, I learned from the best. Like I said, money could burn.
What's your specialty?
Best smothered chicken.
Smothered chicken?
Yes, the best.
What do you smother the chicken with?
With some gravy.
So you do the southern style?
Oh, yeah, a lot of my cooking is from the south. Southern style, yes.
I have just, because of my dietary changes, my wife wants me to eat more greens, more things. I just developed a wonderful craving for collard greens. I never had them. I like spinach. I like things. I never had collard greens.
I'm going to have to make your bet.
I went to, what's the name of it? In the mall, brand new restaurant, barbecue. Can't think about it.
Okay.
Next to Cooper's Hawk. Anyway, they've got wonderful collard greens there. So, yeah, I would love to do that. We got a barbecue this summer. We get everybody together, do a little backyard party. My guest has been Joseph Mojo Morganfield. You can catch him at Backcourt in Crown Point on January 27th, 8 p.m. It is a free show. It's the 9th anniversary party. Tomorrow, taping In a Nutshell TV show. Watch for that in February. Stay in touch with him at josephmojomorganfield.com. Look for links to the TV show and streaming. And is there anything else we need to say?
Well, we just set up a fan page on Facebook for just as Mojo Morganfield fan page. If you want to sign up, just send a request, and of course, I'll accept that.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you again for coming out.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for having
it up.
The gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, you got a boy child coming. He gonna be a son of a gun. He gonna make pretty women jump and shout. Then the world wanna know what it's all about. But you know I'm here. Everybody knows. I got a black cat bone. I got a mojo too. I got a John the Conqueror. I got to mess with you. I'm gonna make you girls lead me by my hand. Then the world'll know I'm a hoochie coochie man. But you know I'm here. On the 7 hours, on the 7 days, on the 7 month, the 7 doctors say he was born for good luck, and that you see, I got $700. Don't you mess with me, but you know, yeah.